All right, it's another wonderful day. We're grateful that you guys have joined us. We've been doing this for close to a month or longer, not quite sure. But glad that you guys have remained faithful and consistent in this. I pray that this is a benefit for you, and it truly is one for me. And I'm grateful to have this opportunity to share in this capacity and in this way. Pray that God will continue to do what he's been doing for all of us. Just these little nudges toward God keep us on the right path is what's necessary for us to make it for. As you guys know, it's all the way to successfully govern yourselves through life is a day at a time, and that's what we're trying to do. We pray that this will be a wonderful and prosperous week for you, and that you will be blessed as you desire to be blessed, or you need to be blessed, or the best way that God will bless you. An 81-year-old man who had no flying experience was suddenly forced to fly a plane when his 52-year-old friend, who was the pilot, slumped over the controls and died. The Cessna 172 single engine plane that they were flying began to nosedive when the 81-year-old Robert Cooper Schmidt began to grab the controls, got on the radio, and urgently called for help. Nearby, there were two pilots who heard the call. Mount Comfort was the closest airport, and the two pilots gave Cooper Schmidt basic instructions on climbing, flying, and steering, and the most scariest part, landing the plane. The two pilots circled the airstrip three times before they gave the frantic and total inexperienced pilot landing instructions. Emergency vehicles were called out and prepared for what could easily be an approaching disaster. In its attempt to land the plane, the nose of the plane nudged the center line and bounced a few times before the tail hit the ground. The plane ended up in a patch of soggy grass next to the runway. Amazingly, Cooper Schmidt was not injured. He survived the ordeal because he listened and followed the instructions given as if his life depended on it, for it did. Imagine with me, if with the same sense of urgency can we listen to and obey the word of God. That would be the best case scenario for life, if every day and every moment of our life that we would listen and obey God's word. Matthew 7:24-27 says this, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts upon them may be compared to a wise man who built his house upon the rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and burst against that house, and yet it did not fall, for it had been founded upon a rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and burst against that house, and it fell, and great was the fall." My sisters and my brothers, hearing and obeying the word of God is the best way for us to navigate our way through the everyday transitions of life. Jesus, in this verse, gives several reasons why it's very important to hear and obey God's word. One, God's word is more important than all other words and ideas in the world. I say this because Jesus says, "Everyone who hears these words of mine." The value of hearing Christ's words is that the words of Jesus are truth. And if we believe that today, we will embrace it. Number two, it's not enough to simply hear God's word. If we're going to navigate our way successfully through life, we must obey the word of God. True faith is not only hearing, but it's also believing God's word. For it is only in hearing and believing is when we get the benefit and the blessing of God. Number three, If we do this, then Jesus says that we are wise. Wisdom is insight and understanding. Wisdom is the ability to righteously navigate your way through life. Wisdom is doing the right thing at the right time. 4. If we hear the word of God and obey the word, it's as if we have built our lives on a strong, steady, lasting foundation, a foundation that will support us and keep us safe through the many storms of life. 5. Jesus affirms in this text that stormy days will come. They will come with thunderous claps of terror, tornadic winds of destruction, and the rushing floods of despair. 6. But if we hear the word and obey the word of God, we will come through the storm safe and secure. As I reflect on the story of Cooper Schmidt, I realize that every analogy is flawed when trying to convey a truth. And the flaw in this analogy with Cooper Schmidt is that it may suggest to us that we should only start listening to God's voice when we are in trouble. But in Hebrews 3:15, the writer says, "Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart." God's word is not only found in the Bible, but God's word comes to us through the subtle and sometimes sudden whisperings of God's Spirit. But however God's word comes to you, don't resist it. Don't harden your heart. Listen to it. And this is for certain. Whenever you hear God's word, that's your today. For today is the day that we are challenged to obey. The Bible says, "Today, if you hear my word." And whenever you hear God's word, that is your personal today. And whenever your today comes, that's the day for obedience. For obedience gives birth to blessings and life. Now, I know that you know this, but I thought I would share this with you to remind you. Let's pray. Once again, Father, we find ourselves faithfully seeking after you, wanting more of you, desiring, O God, that your word would become settled in our hearts, that we might not sin against you. We so desire, God, to bring forth the fruit of righteousness in our lives. We desire, God, to have a closer walk with you. We desire, God, greater understanding and a willingness to hear your word in such a way that enlightens our path. We thank you, God, that you have promised to be with us in all things. We thank you, God, that your faithfulness and your solidarity with us will always keep us strong and faithful as we lean, trust, and depend on you. We pray, God, that our lives will be the kind of lives that will look uniquely different. Lives of blessing, laughter, dance, peace, glory, joy. Even in the darkest hours, God, the shadows of the storm will not dampen our light. For we are your light. We are your mirrors that reflect your glory to the world. And so, God, as we come this day, we pray, as we begin this week, that this brief moment that we share will be a moment, God, that will work for us in that fashion, that we will grow in faith, that we are now being prepared for our future, that the sudden storms that may come upon us, God, you are aware of, and you have called us to this moment where we can get ready. So, God, give us ears to hear. Give us hearts to believe, and allow for us, God, to continue to walk closely with you, I really don't need to ask you for that because you have promised never to leave us. So thank you for your continued faithfulness to us. We only pray that we can and will, in some small fashion, be as faithful to you as you are to us. For this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Star 5, me unmute your mics, and you guys have a good day. Love you all.
Love you too, Mr. Reverend Tom.
Have a good day.
All right, you too.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Reverend.
Bye-bye. You guys enjoy yourself and be blessed.
You as well.
All right.